So with me is Jack Rohr. Thanks, Jack.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, so just tell us how, you know, about the King Street Crawl, how you haven't had it for a few years.
Yeah,
what's going on?
It's been 3 or 4 years. I think we did the King Street Carnival a couple of years ago, and then before that, it was before COVID. So it's good to have it back. We had to have a little hiatus because we went a bit too big and then we got rained out. But yeah, it's a great day to have back in the calendar. Everyone's very excited. It's free entry. It's one long musical crawl, like connecting the whole of Newtown and all that kind of stuff. And everyone I'm talking to is very excited about it, which it's feeling good.
And I mean, how did it start? What was your
How did it start?
How do you get so many bands?
Oh, I know. Well, I guess you get so many bands when you have so many venues involved.
Yeah.
It started with just like a bit of an idea of us like walking up King Street and trying to get everyone like banded together for one day and just like putting on music. It's a bit inspired, I guess, by it's a bit like South By and Big Sound and all that kind of stuff, but less conferencey, less, I don't know, not pretentious, but you know, less serious in that way. And it's more just about discovery of music.
Yeah, because you can walk in, and if you don't like it, you can walk out and
exactly.
Go somewhere else. Whereas those conferences, they're really pricey.
They're pricey. So
yeah.
This is free. This is just all about, like, you know, coming to Newtown and, like, celebrating, like, live music and finding new live music that you've never seen before and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of about that. And it started to kind of help live music and help the venues. That was, like, back in the lockout laws days, I think, when we started it. It was, like, 2015. We just wanted
the
to
bad
kind
old
of,
days.
Yeah. we just kind of wanted to get people out and, you know, showing the music. It was great. I think the first time we did it was like 10 venues, and then every year it got more and more and more. And this year we've got 26 venues involved, and we have 160 bands playing.
Wow, that's incredible.
So there's plenty to see.
Did anyone say no when you asked the band?
There was a few people.
Really?
Like venues or bands?
Oh, both. But let's start with venues first.
There's a couple of venues, you know, like, I'm just trying to think of the venues that said no.
Oh, maybe.
The Townie.
The Townie.
The Townie. They used to be in it and they weren't in it this year. I'm a bit peeved off. They should come back in it.
Why? Like, what would be their reasons?
I don't know.
People just buy drinks, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't tell you the reason. They said this year they're only doing music on Saturday, so.
Oh.
But they'll probably see how busy it is
everywhere.
Because
they go to church on Sunday.
I guess so.
We were just talking about Christian punk rock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know if we have any Christian punk rock. That's one genre we didn't get.
No. Well, we were trying to work out, you know, who would be. But, you know, we'll still get there. So what about bands? So most bands said, yep, happy to do it.
Yeah, most bands say, yeah. It's a bit of a great day. I think over the years it built a reputation of a fun time, a good time and all that kind of stuff. So we're definitely lucky that like bands are keen to play. You know, there's certain bands we can't afford. So there's plenty of artists I've asked and they're like, you can't afford us.
But, oh, really?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, who are they?
Oh, I don't know. Nick Cave.
Well, he's probably not even in the country.
Yeah.
What about these guys next door, the Straight Arrows?
Straight Arrows, yeah.
Yeah.
They played a couple times.
Yeah, they played like they had a record at one stage.
They did 4 shows in one day.
Yeah.
I think they might be up there with the band that's played the most out of all the crawls just because of that record.
Yeah.
It's either them or Scabs, but Scabs are no more. So Straight Arrows can keep that record going if they
like. Yeah, why not? Yeah, I mean, That's and different venues as well.
Different venues. They played 4 in one day. So they played Botany View, Bootleggers, I think it was Sly Fox at the time, and now it's the Emore. They played one other venue. I couldn't put my name on it.
All right. Well, what are your highlights for this one?
Oh,
or is there too many?
There is too many. I'll say all of it, but I guess maybe, you know, seeing Dust at Bootleggers will be awesome. Marilyn Maria at the Vic, Devourer at Waywards, Dante Knows at Botany View. Oh, what else?
Bit of travelling there. Huh? What do you recommend? The bus or
maybe a
bring your bike?
Maybe a line bike. Get going, the line bus.
Yeah, no, going from Vic to up to.
It is a bit of a walk, but you know, get the legs moving.
Yeah, you got to move them.
You know,
otherwise, jump. You know, you don't lose. Don't use them, you lose them.
Yeah, exactly.
Any tips for people who haven't been there before?
Tips, I would just say, just walk around and discover. If one place is too busy, just like walk to the next one. Like there's
get a line bike.
Yeah, get a line bike. There's venues everywhere, and you'll probably see it by the lines of each venue. But you know, you'll go from like the Midnight Special, and then you can walk up to Waywards, and then you can walk to Webster's, and they're having a rooftop party, and you can go up to the Marley, and you know, Bootleggers, and like there's just so much to discover. So I would say just walk around and you'll find something, and it's just fun.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're really enjoying that, are the venues kind of like this one is that kind of genre, this one is that kind of genre, or is it like anything goes?
It is anything goes. There's definitely people that have like picked what they want. You know, as I said, like with Webster's, they're having a rooftop party, and that's definitely all dance and like all that kind of stuff. And you've got hip hop at Vanguard, Bodega Collective are doing that. The Vic's a bit of a pick and mix. It's, you know, rock, indie. Early in the day, it's like Magic Nick, so he's like quite, you know, folky. Yeah, there's a bit of everything.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's sometimes good just to stay in the one venue. I've got a good view.
The
next band's really good.
You're happy with it, stay. Yeah, you know, if that's what floats your boat, that's great.
Saves you walking.
Yeah, definitely.
Or getting that line bike, that might not work.
Yeah, true.
All right, so it's like a 12 o'clock start, is that right?
12 o'clock start, yeah. We're starting at 12 o'clock. We've got two all-ages stages, so if you want to bring your kids.
Where are they?
We've got one at the Inner West Pride Centre and a second one at St. George's Hall, which is a part of like Newtown Performing Arts School.
Okay.
And we've got the Lazy Eyes headlining, who actually went to Newtown Performing Arts, which
okay.
is awesome.
And are they're over 18 now?
Or they are over 18, yeah. But there's six bands on that bill and six bands on the Inner West Pride Centre. So those both start at 12. All ages for all the kids.
Right, they can stay there all the time.
Yeah, they've
got
their own kids street crawl.
Yeah.
And then, we're kicking off at Young Henry's, and then from there we are just, floating around all day. There's bands starting 12:30, 1 o'clock in most venues. And,
mm-hmm. And what time's it finish?
It finishes... The last act, I think, is at 4 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's at Pleasure Club. Most of it will be like...
You still be up?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'll be getting the Instagram stories,
you know? Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, most of it will go to like 10 or 12 at the other venues.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a great one. It's not this Sunday. It's next Sunday.
Yep.
Go to the Sunday. Did I say?
Sunday.
Go to... Is it kingstreetcrawl.com.au and you get all of the lineup. You can go by venue, you can go by band. It's pretty it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, the timetable's up now. Yeah. You can make your own crawl, choose your own adventure.
Exactly.